Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Great to see you, Shaq.
You too, man.
Well, I'm going to ask you your question as we ask you questions at the top of every show. Right. Here's your question.
Okay.
Are your dookies mostly normal or sloppy?
My dookies are mostly normal. I eat a lot of oatmeal. Very, very good about fiber. Mm-hmm. But I will say this. You guys got to be careful about eating beets. Because when you eat beets, the dookies are red, and if you forget you ate beets, it'll freak you out. You'll think you're dying.
Okay, everybody, check us out at Six Unseemly on all social media and unseemlyquestions.com. Welcome to Six Unseemly Questions. I'm your host, Victor Vernado. This is my sidekick, Shaq Stanley.
What up, nice, bro?
What's up, man? What is up, man? What is up?
All right. That's a bit much.
All right. I sneezed out a booger. Oh, no. I need a napkin or something. Hold on. Oh, wait. Oh, an old cloth. There you go.
Okay. Oh, that was a sock for a second.
It's not a sock.
I don't judge, man.
All right. We've got a great contestant on the show today. Everybody, put your hands together for Laura Ballet. All right. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Hey, Laura.
How are you? I'm cracking up over here, so trying to gain some composure.
I can't wait to get down to the show, and in order to do that, I have to introduce the studio audience. Everybody, put your hands together for David Rodriguez and Rachel Teichman. All right. Thanks for being here.
Thanks,
David, Rachel, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having.
Thank you for having me on.
All right, Laura, I'm going to tell you how the show works, and then we're going to get started. I'm going to ask you six unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I'll ring a bell if I like your answer, like this. However, if I do not like your answer, I will not ring a bell, and I'll tell you why. Regardless of how many bells you get at the end of the show, I'll decide whether or not it's worth giving you $5.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so let's get started with question number one. Question number one. Do you have fancy occasion clothes?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes?
Yeah. Yep, I do.
Do you have
I have my fabulous clothes.
Oh, you do? Like what? So what is it that makes you switch over to the fancy occasion clothes? Like how big do things have to get where you're like, it's time for the fancy occasion clothes?
Well, it depends, right? If there's something big and a party and a opening of a restaurant, okay. We're celebrating New Year's Eve, right? Like everyone, you get dressed. But I tend to not need a lot of reasoning to dress up and feel really good. Because I'm in like boy shorts and t-shirts and sneakers all the time because I'm always moving and working out and training. So even my husband and I went out for errands today and we look pretty nice. Kind of what people would say like Sunday church dress. Like there's people out in the world that have slippers and sweats and we have nice shoes and cool clothes and jackets. So I'm a fancy pants. I like clothes. I like dressing up.
You know, my wife, works in fashion, and as mentioned earlier, I was a monster when we got together, and so my fashion sense was pretty loose, and so I've learned to appreciate dressing up, is what I'm saying.
I think it feels good, you know, it just feels good, textures and color and the way things fall on you and the way you move in a room or getting in and out of a car, or walk into a place. I think clothes definitely can have a very kind of cool effect on the person.
All right. Well, I you know what? I agree with you now. I wouldn't have previously, but now I do because I've learned more about fashion I have. But you know what? I have learned a lot about fashion. I can't say that I'm like head over heels about fashion, which is why no bell on the first question. But I have learned a lot.
Do you like to see dogs in sweaters?
Do I like to what?
Well, I was asking Laura, but anybody can answer. Do you like to see dogs in sweaters? No.
No.
I do. I enjoy seeing dogs in human clothes.
No.
I used to not like it, but then my brother and his wife, they have a dog that they always dress up in clothes, and it's so funny.
It's very funny.
It
my
is.
My dogs won't stand for it.
But no, and especially if you're talking about little dogs, maybe that's different, but I tend to like really big dogs, and you cannot do that to your dog. There's just a connection, and they're like, oh no, you don't. So no.
You have a talking dog?
Yeah. Okay, and you gotta find a big and tall dog clothes and store. And
there you go, David.
That sounds pretty like pretty sassy for a dog. Oh no, you don't. Oh no, you not today.
No, you go up against, you know, whatever. Like my uncle had a Newfoundland, and you don't put a sweater on that baby. No way. He weighed about 100 pounds. He looked like a baby bear. You don't put a sweater on Charlie. No.
All right. Okay. We were all in agreement. No two sweaters on giant dogs.
Yes.
It is now time for question number two. But before we do that, can you tell people out there what you do?
Yes, I am an author. I talk about the science of empowerment everywhere I go, every opportunity I have. I just absolutely love empowering people. And it's my life. It's my mission. It's my passion.
Awesome. That sounds pretty good. It's a good thing to be doing. Not like Shaq, he's doing a podcast in a toilet.
I'm into destroying people.
What?
I'm into the polar opposite.
Are you like a supervillain or something?
I am.
Depowerment. I don't know what the disempowerment.
Yeah, no. I'm gonna recalibrate your mind on that, Shaq. Just give me a little bit of time with you. I'll empower you.
I'll disempower you.
Can't happen. It's like putting a sweater on the dog. It just
Arch nemesis be born right now?
This is an origin story. Yeah.
We'll
I love
see
a good frenemy.
Out that. Laura.
It is now time for question number two. Question number two. How do we know when the pandemic is over?
When you choose it to be.
All right. Well, I don't. Is that? I guess you know. I guess that's kind of right. I guess some people have decided it's over, and other people have not. That's actually pretty
true. It's over for me for a very long time. And
science has declared.
All due respect to people who have gone through the tragic end of this. We're talking having fun, but yeah, when you decide it's over, it's been over for me for a long time. I never really. Kind of joined in it the way the masses did. I was had a lot of care and consideration. My father's elderly, has a bad heart. Absolutely no joke there. But the general nature, my family and I, we actually thrived through it. We learned to recalibrate kind of what was outside of us and created something amazing during it. So
I have a lot of friends who are like of the same mind, but of course they're not my friends who live in New York in Queens where it was the worst. So like I had no choice but to really pay attention and just like strap up.
Yeah.
Oh, pandemic.
By the way, I was taking credit for writing that question because, you know.
All right. look at Victor's face.
She's got questions on every episode.
You know
now.
What? No bell. Way to ruin a good time, Rachel.
Oh, come on.
That was Rachel.
You don't have to worry, though, because like even if you lose a bell, it doesn't mean you won't get the $5.
That's it.
Spoken like a true alien creature. It is now time for question number three. Question number three. Describe your favorite sandwich.
Oh, I have a lot of them. My favorite sandwich probably is a fresh lox on a bagel with cream cheese and shallots.
All right.
Yeah.
What are shallots?
They're like a little fancy onion in the onion family. They're very delicate and they're just, mm-hmm. They have the most beautiful taste. They don't overpower. They just complement.
Got it. Am I the only one who didn't know what shallots were? Just, I'm curious.
Yeah, I knew.
Mm-hmm. You know, everybody else knew what shallots were. And I did not know what shallots were. Okay, so I just, that would make me dumb?
Yes.
Yeah, bro.
Oh,
well, not dumb, but maybe ignorant.
Yeah, I mean, that's a more accurate description.
I'm gonna go dumb.
You just need to be empowered in the kitchen. Need some kitchen empowerment.
Yeah.
All right. I do want to give a bell, but I'm really depressed that I'm the only one who didn't know what shallots were.
Victor, I'd like to empower you to pick up that bell and start ringing it.
No bell. All right. Now let's go on to question number four. Question number four. Have you ever screamed in a movie theater?
Oh, I'm sure. Maybe not screamed, but I get very, like, especially superhero movies, like the Black Panther just comes to mind. Like, I'm always rooting for, like, you know, the good guys to prevail and, like, come on. Or, yeah, probably. I get very...
You verbally, like, will cheer them on?
Yeah, not, like, in an obnoxious way. If the theater is that jammed, I'm aware of my surroundings. But if it's kind of just a few of us and we're all kind of hanging close because we have a group that we all do things together, yeah, I probably could get a little bit, you know, I don't want to say emotional.
I think this is the very first time I've ever heard of anybody yelling positively at the screen. Mm-hmm. Well, no, actually... No, well, I mean, that actually it does happen. I've been to movies where, like, when the big thing happens at the end of a superhero movie and everybody's like, yeah, like that. Yeah. I've seen that too. So
that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, when I see something good, it like stirs me and I want to acknowledge it just for my own pleasure.
No, I get that. I get that. When I screamed, I was screaming like in fear, like I was in at a horror movie and I screamed. Yeah. Because like when I really get into a movie and then like something happens, it's really, you know, they shouldn't do jump scares. They're not cool. But
I don't watch scary movies anymore. So.
Oh yeah. I like them, but I'm going to give you a bell. Here we go. Boom.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Now it is time for question number five. Question number five. Would you rather be a chicken or a cow?
I'm not sure at the moment. It might be kind of cool to lay some golden eggs once in a while.
I guess if you're a magic chicken or cow for that matter, I mean, they're golden eggs. I mean, who cares where they're coming from?
Exactly. But kind of a cow, like the cows where I grew up, they were free and they roamed this big field in the back of our property and they had kind of a cool life. So... I think if I could be like a magic cow, that would be kind of cool because then if I was magic, I could turn into a chicken if I felt like it too. So can I say both?
No bell.
Why? I'm a powerful being. I can
just didn't answer the question. Just like, I'll just be a chicken and a cow whenever I want to be. No, that wasn't that obviously. I mean, we didn't like say that the question had specific boundaries, but if you're going to just like guess, probably the answer is not, I'll just be both.
Well, I'm an empowered individual, so I'm going to choose both because you're not going to give me a bell anyways, Victor.
That is true. I'm not. Well, I mean, I can't go back in time. I already said, yes, that's correct. There's no more bell to be gained on that question. That is true. Right. All right. But it is now time for question number six. Question number six. Are you lucky?
I work at being lucky. I create my own luck. So, yes, I'm lucky.
You work at being lucky and you create your own luck. Yeah. So you're lucky. So can you give me an example of this luck?
Yeah, I feel lucky in life because I'm really super happy most of the time. But I also am aware to why I'm happy and what needs to be done to be happy. So I feel lucky, but I also know I create that I manifest luck because it's just the way I look at life. So
can you give me a specific example of the luck?
Yes. Something recently, I put a thought out to the universe that I wanted to have a very big connection around my book, like say a Hollywood connection, and it happened.
Wow. Congrats.
You know, what? That's pretty lucky, I would say.
Yeah. Thank
that's
you.
That's awesome.
It's a book about a magic cow and chicken.
That might be a really cool kid book. So I'm writing
that
down.
They made the TV show Cow and Chicken a long time ago.
That's what I was trying to remember. There was something.
Yeah.
That's why I was saying I could do both. But Victor didn't want to give me the bell on that. So
I can't believe you're still coming after me for the question. That was like two questions ago.
It's got to be cow, too. If I could just...
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, Dave, why would you want to be a cow?
Definitely cow.
It's just so much more chill. Yeah, chickens are, I mean, they're... And then it just goes into this rant about how we treat livestock and processed food in the United States. But like, they're like, it seems like a pretty miserable lifestyle to be a chicken. And like, to have wings and not being able to fly?
Brutal. Well, yeah, definitely one of those chickens, but not, you know, there's other chickens who have pretty good time. You know?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. But cows are, I mean... It's more lovable, you know.
And chickens eat bugs.
It's a more lovable animal. Yeah.
Right. Oh yeah.
Well, how do you come down on that, Shaq?
I would probably want to be a cow because
you like to keep it moving.
How dare you? How dare you say that?
My shell phone's joke is bad, but this is a year in the wild.
How dare you? How dare you?
I would not give me. So first of all, one thing, I'm not being judged by bells right now. Number two, if you guys want to hear the shellfish joke, please go listen to David's episode.
I love
it. Rachel, what were you about to say?
I said, how dare you?
That was horrible.
How dare you?
Why did you say that? Why would you say that to me?
I knew it would offend you, and I was trying to start some shit on this podcast.
Well, mission accomplished. I hate you.
All right.
I love you too, Shaq.
All right. Just kidding.
You've answered all six questions. Thank you very much. Now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5. But before we do that, can you tell people out there where to find you?
Yes, I can. Thank you. www.thescienceofempowerment.com.
Right on. All right. Now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5. As always, we canvass the room. Let's start with you, Shaq. What do you think? Should Laura get $5 for her appearance on the show?
Well, I really enjoy Laura's appearance on the show, but unfortunately, her refusal to make a decision about the chicken or cow situation. Because of that, I cannot. I just cannot. I do not like indecisiveness. So,
Wow,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, Laura. Laura right. Brennan, ballet.
All right. I apologize for Shaq's anger. David, what do you think? Should Laura... Just jump right in, Dan.
I mean, ultimately, my vote yes or no is kind of meaningless. We just need to know whether or not she has already manifested the $5 for herself. She's the only vote that matters. But yes, she was positive and encouraging for me, so I will absolutely do the same for her. I think she should get the $5.
Thank you, David.
Tit for tat.
That's how this
tit
industry
for tat,
works.
Right, Dave? Tit for tat.
Sure.
Kindness.
Do I have to decide tit or tat?
No, you do not.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Make a choice.
I want both.
Good enough. Rachel, what do you think? Should Laura get $5 for her appearance on the show?
You know what? She really loves lox and cream cheese on a bagel, and so do I. Lox and cream cheese bagels are kind of expensive. They're like between $10 and $15, depending on where you're at. And so because of that, she should get the $5 so she can buy maybe half of a lox and cream cheese bagel.
Thank you, Rach. That
is, you're welcome. It's the correct opinion, and I support it.
Thank you.
All right. Very well said.
Thank you.
Almost human. Now, this is a running gag that Rachel is an alien from another planet studying humanity.
Yeah, so. It's true.
I could tell there was more than just this one reference.
Yeah, humans are weird. I don't know what y'all are doing here.
That's how she talks. That's how she talks normally. She's not. That's not part of the gag. That's what started the gag. Is she's often separating herself from humanity and saying you're this and you're that, and that's what started it.
Yeah, it's true.
Fair enough.
All right. There's one more person to ask. It's you, Laura. What do you think? Should you get $5 for your appearance on the show?
I'm going to say yes, I should, because I already have manifested you giving me the $5. So thank you.
I can't give you $5 now. You know I can't. I can't do that. No $5 for you, but you were wonderful on the show. Thank you so much for being here. Very enjoyable. We just have to wrap up the show. Shaq, what did you learn from this week's show?
I learned that I need to start manifesting things, you know, because I haven't been. I've just been like just going throughout my day, and at no point have I manifested, and I should be.
That's actually probably true, Shaq.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that, Shaq.
Yeah. It's time to start manifesting, y'all.
Yeah.
I can't believe you've turned him around.
I did.
Everybody, check us out at Six and Seemly on all social media at unseemlyquestions.com. Starburns Avenue,
a podcast network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.